First of all, if you could just tell us a little bit about your group and what you do and what you represent.
Sure. I'm the executive director of a good government organization in New York City called Citizens Union, which was formed 117 years ago to combat the corruption of Tammany Hall and the affairs of the city of New York at the time. And so from its very early days, it has fought to make our democracy work better for New Yorkers by fighting corruption and fighting for political reform and trying to advance good and effective government.
Voters this November will be weighing in on a constitutional amendment, Proposition 1, on the redistricting process in New York. What exactly will they be asked?
This proposal essentially reforms the way in which the legislative districts are drawn every 10 years. And they're redrawn because of population shifts that occur after every census that's taken every 10 years. And so we have to redraw the legislative maps to account for the changes in the population and the changes in the size of the districts. In New York, we have had a process that has been entirely controlled by the legislature. And we know how frustrated many New Yorkers are with our state government, you know, the corruption that has plagued it. We've had 28 legislators forced out of office over the last number of years due to corruption or ethical scandals. New York State it ranks 47th in the nation in terms of voter turnout. We also have seen many incumbents run for re-election with no major party opposition. And 97% of the incumbents win re-election. And that is because these districts are drawn in the way to discourage competition. And so New Yorkers stay home. They don't vote because they feel like they really don't have a choice at the polls. And so this proposal essentially takes power away from the legislature and invests it in a commission charged with drawing the lines. And we hope that that will help to remove the power to draw the lines unilaterally by the legislature.
This commission would be comprised of 10 members. Who would appoint those members? What criteria would be used?
Right now, there's a small committee that's comprised of legislators that draw these lines and recommend them to the legislature, and they're adopted as presented because they're drawn by the legislators. This new commission would consist of 10 members, where no one leader, no one political party, no one house controls the outcome. So each of the four legislative leaders that we have in Albany would appoint two. So there's equal representation among the legislative leaders. And then those eight would appoint another two for a total of 10. That commission of 10 would be beholden to the new rules and criteria that are set forth in this constitutional amendment that bans partisan gerrymandering, or otherwise known as lines that are drawn for political advantage. And so right now, if we look at the way in which many legislative districts are drawn, they look like shapes that we've never seen before, often like stains. We call them stains on our democracy. And so this new constitutional amendment, if the voters vote for it, it's proposal number one, will change the way in which these lines are drawn so that they're more compact, they're more contiguous, the lines aren't drawn for political advantage, and there's a strict prohibition on lines that cannot be drawn for or against incumbents, challengers, or political parties.
Certain citizens groups are campaigning against this amendment. They're questioning whether these commissioners would be independent enough. Is that a concern that you share? What's your thought on that?
I believe that the whole process will be independent enough to change the way in which Albany operates. And we have to be careful not to allow the cynicism or distrust of government to fuel this anger. We should let it fuel the anger to something good. Keep in mind that right now legislators serve on the current panel. The new commission would ban any legislators from serving, any political official, any legislative staff member, any lobbyist. So the politicos that have controlled this commission in the past would no longer be allowed to serve on it. Now, granted, the legislative leaders would appoint the people who serve on this commission, but these appointees would not be beholden to them, but rather accountable to the standards set forth. What's also very different about all this is that because of the ban on partisan gerrymandering, New Yorkers will have the ability to sue the legislature should the lines that are presented by the commission and passed by the legislature result in gerrymandering still. In Florida in 2010, Floridians passed a constitutional amendment that banned partisan gerrymandering. In 2012, they didn't like the way the lines were drawn. For state legislative maps, they took the legislature to court. They won. Same thing in congressional lines in 2014. This gives New Yorkers new power to hold the legislature accountable in a way that we've never had.
Take us a little bit deeper into how the process would work if the proposition does get a yes vote. Once the commission makes its recommendation, what would happen next?
So the commission has to hold 12 public hearings, which is not currently the case today. All the data, the census data, the population information would be made available to the public immediately on the same time frame that it's available to the commission. So the public can draw the maps. And so the public would be drawing the maps for recommendations at the same time the commission would be drawing these maps. Fitting to the new standards and rules, the commission would make a recommendation to the legislature as to how the district map should look. The legislature would have to vote up or down on the maps. If they vote up, we're done. If they vote down, the maps go back to the commission with recommendations from the legislature, and the commission tries to draw these maps a second time. If the commission plan is voted down a second time, the legislature then has the ability to alter or amend the legislative maps, but they have to base it on the last commission's plan. They have to abide by the standards and rules that ban partisan gerrymandering, and they cannot alter any one district by more than 2%.
Is it fair to say that your position on this amendment is that maybe it's not perfect, but it's a step in the right direction?
Yes. As a good government activist, we have our values and we fight for our principles. But at the end of the day, we want reform to happen. So we never let the perfect be the enemy of the good. I want a world without war. I want less violence and fewer wars. But I'm willing to accept less violence and fewer wars in the pursuit of world peace. And so we see it as that this is a step in the right direction, a significant step that will reform the way in which legislative maps are drawn and give us a new floor upon which to make further reforms.
And why is this an issue the common voter should care about?
Our political system is rooted in how these legislative maps are drawn. Who controls the legislature is rooted in how these maps are drawn. How much your school district gets in funding, whether there's enough funding for roads to be built, how the local economy performs. All the decisions that are made in Albany stem out of how who is elected from these districts. Who gets elected from these districts is often in large part determined by how the maps are drawn, because the practice has been for them to be drawn for political advantage. And if we remove that from the equation, these maps will be drawn more fairly, we'll have an impartial process, and we'll have a better democracy as a result. And a better democracy will mean that the average New Yorkers will have a greater say in the kinds of services that are provided them.
Dick Dady with Citizens Union. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Omar.